Romans chapter 10. Sermons by Paul Sejong. Sermon 2. Believe in God's righteousness and receive blessings. Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Beloved saints, today we would like to share the word through the words of Romans chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. Under the title, Believe in God's Righteousness and Receive Blessings. The Apostle Paul said in today's main text that his heart's desire and prayer to God is for the salvation of Israel. He earnestly desired that the people of his nation, Israel, would receive salvation. The people of Israel had zeal for God. They received the law, offered worship, offered sacrifices, and thought they were serving God. However, the Apostle Paul said they had a decisive problem. They have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Romans chapter 10, verse 2. They had zeal but lacked true knowledge. They said they served God, but they did not know how God saved mankind. Not knowing God's righteousness, they strove to establish their own righteousness. Therefore, they did not submit to God's righteousness. It is the same today. There are many people who say they believe in Jesus. There are many people who attend church. There are many people who say they pray, give offerings, volunteer, and do missions. However, if you do not know God's righteousness, you cannot receive salvation. No matter how much zeal you have, no matter how long you live a religious life, if you do not believe in God's righteousness, the sin in your heart does not disappear. Therefore, what we must absolutely know is God's righteousness. What is God's righteousness? It is the righteous work by which God saved us from sin through Jesus Christ. Jesus took charge of all our sins by receiving baptism from John the Baptist, received the judgment of that sin on the cross, and resurrected to give us new life. This is God's righteousness. Zeal alone cannot attain salvation. The people of Israel had zeal for God. They tried to keep the Sabbath, tried to keep the law, and offered sacrifices. Outwardly, they looked as if they served God well. However, the Apostle Paul said their zeal was not according to knowledge. Here we must know an important fact. Zeal itself is not a bad thing. Having zeal in serving God is a good thing. Toiling for the gospel, serving the church, praying for souls, and dedicating one's body to the Lord's work are precious things. However, there is something that must come before zeal. That is correct knowledge. That is the knowledge of knowing God's righteousness. Believing without knowing is superstition. Believing unconditionally without even knowing what one believes is not true faith. You must know how God eliminated my sin, why Jesus received baptism, why he died on the cross, and why he resurrected. And you must believe that word with your heart. People think that if they are zealous, God will be pleased. However, what God wants is to first know God's righteousness. If you only put forth zeal without knowing God's righteousness, you will eventually establish your own righteousness. You will establish your own name, establish your own merits, and establish your own boasting. Therefore, we must know the gospel before zeal. We must know God's righteousness. The zeal offered after believing in God's righteousness is true zeal. If you do not know God's righteousness, you will establish your own righteousness. The main text says, "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God." Romans chapter 10, verse 3. If a person does not know God's righteousness, he will inevitably establish his own righteousness. What is one's own righteousness? It is saying, "I did this. I prayed. I volunteered. I gave offerings. I served the church. I did missions. I suffered. I lived for the Lord." Putting forward one's own merits before God with such a heart is one's own righteousness. Of course, a saved saint must do the Lord's work. He must toil for the gospel. However, that toil must not become his own righteousness. The reason we serve the Lord is because God first saved us. It is because God gave us life. It is because God entrusted the gospel to us. A person who does not know God's righteousness demands a price even when he works. He thinks, "Since I have done this much, shouldn't God do this much for me?" He comes to demand a price before the church, before God, and before people. Then resentment arises in the heart. Disappointment arises. Grumbling arises. However, a person who believes in God's righteousness is different. He knows, "I was originally a sinner and one destined to go to hell, but God saved me with the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The very fact that I can do the Lord's work now is grace. I am thankful just that He uses me." He serves with this faith. If you know God's righteousness, your own righteousness collapses. Your own merits disappear. Only thanksgiving remains. God's righteousness is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Then what is God's righteousness? God's righteousness is the righteous work by which God saved us from sin. God the Father sent His Son Jesus Christ to this earth. Jesus is the Son of God, and is God. He put on the body of a man and came to this earth. When Jesus turned 30 years old, He received baptism from John the Baptist. This baptism is not a simple ceremony. When Jesus received baptism, all the sins of the world passed over to Him. Just as a sinner in the Old Testament passed his sin by laying hands on the sacrificial offering. In the New Testament, John the Baptist, the representative of mankind, baptized Jesus. At that time, all our sins were transferred to Jesus. Therefore, Jesus went to the cross. The reason Jesus shed blood and died on the cross is because He took charge of our sins through baptism. The wages of sin is death. Because Jesus bore our sins, He received the judgment of that sin on the cross. And He rose again from the dead and gave us new life. This is God's righteousness. This is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. A person who believes in Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection receives the removal of sin. The sin in the heart disappears. He becomes a righteous person before God. Christ became the end of the law. Verse 4 of the main text says, "For Christ is the end of the law, for righteousness to everyone who believes." Jesus Christ became the end of the law. This does not mean the law is bad. The law is holy and good. The law lets us know what sin is. However, the law cannot save a person. The law can point out sin, but it cannot wash away sin. Man cannot keep the law perfectly. He cannot love God completely. And he cannot love his neighbor as his own body. He commits sin with his heart, commits sin with his thoughts, and commits sin with his words and actions. So standing before the law, everyone is a sinner. However, Jesus fulfilled the demands of the law. Jesus took charge of our sins with the baptism he received from John and received the judgment of that sin on the cross. Jesus paid the price of sin demanded by the law on our behalf. Therefore, for those who believe in Jesus, there is no longer the condemnation of the law. Jesus became the end of the law to fulfill righteousness for everyone who believes. Therefore, we must not try to become righteous by keeping the law. We must believe in God's righteousness accomplished by Jesus. If you only speak of the cross and do not know baptism, the problem of sin is not solved. Many Christians speak of the blood of Jesus' cross. Of course, the blood of the cross is precious. The cross is the place where our sins were judged. However, if you only know the cross and do not know Jesus' baptism, you cannot know how sin passed over to Jesus. The event where sin passed over to Jesus is the baptism Jesus received from John. When Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist, our sins were transferred to him. Thus, Jesus became the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And he was judged for that sin on the cross. A cross without baptism becomes a cross whose reason cannot be known. You cannot know why the sinless Jesus died like a sinner. However, if you know Jesus' baptism, the cross becomes clear. Because my sin passed over to Jesus, Jesus was judged on the cross. So my sin disappeared. This faith arises. Therefore, the faith that believes in God's righteousness is the faith that believes in Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection together. This is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. If you know God's righteousness, your heart becomes simple and thankful. A person who does not know God's righteousness is complicated. He calculates his own deeds, calculates his own merits, compares himself with others, and demands a price before God. Therefore, his heart is uncomfortable and resentment arises. However, a person who knows God's righteousness becomes simple. The Lord saved me. The Lord took charge of all my sins. The Lord received the judgment of my sin. The Lord gave me new life. This becomes clear in his heart. Then thanksgiving arises. Even if I come to know that I am a more lacking person than I thought, I become thankful. because the Lord already knew even such a me and saved me. Even if I see my weakness, I am not discouraged. Because God's righteousness is greater than my weakness. The more deeply a person knows God's righteousness, the purer he becomes. He has nothing of himself to boast about. He comes to thank God. He comes to praise God. He comes to consider being used in the Lord's work itself as grace. Serving the gospel is not a work of demanding a price. The reason we serve the gospel is not to receive a price. We serve because God saved us. We serve because God entrusted the gospel to us. We serve with thanksgiving because God uses us as his workers. A person who believes in God's righteousness confesses like this, Lord, I am thankful just that you saved me. I am thankful just that you use me in the work of the gospel. What qualification do I have to demand anything from you? You have already given me eternal life, heaven, and the blessing of becoming God's child. When there is this faith, serving the gospel becomes a joy. Even if it is hard, it becomes thanksgiving. Even if there is toil, resentment does not arise, because all those works are accomplished within God's righteousness. However, if a person who does not believe in God's righteousness does the gospel work by force, resentment arises in his heart. He grumbles, I did this much. So why is there nothing coming back to me? Therefore, before doing God's work, one must absolutely believe in God's righteousness. One who serves the gospel must first have his heart alive with the gospel. We must also teach God's righteousness to our children. Our children must also know God's righteousness. Just taking them to church is not enough. Just making them volunteer, making them work, and making them attend worship is not enough. The gospel of the water and the Spirit must enter their hearts. If children only do church work without knowing God's righteousness, resentment may arise in their hearts later. Why do they only make me work? Why do I have to toil like this? Such thoughts may arise. However, if they believe in God's righteousness, it is different. The Lord saved me. I am thankful that I too can be used in this gospel work. It becomes like this. Therefore, parents must continuously speak of God's righteousness to their children. They must teach that Jesus took charge of our sins with the baptism he received from John, that he received the judgment of sin on the cross, and that he gave us new life through his resurrection. A child who believes in God's righteousness is a blessed child. That child is a person who has received a greater blessing than worldly success. He becomes a child who has no sin in his heart, calls God Father, and is used in the Lord's work. A life invested in preaching the gospel is a blessed life. People invest in places that make money. Businessmen also invest in places that generate profit. People of the world invest in stocks, funds, or businesses. However, saints must invest in a more precious place. They must invest in preaching the gospel. Of course, we also work and do business in the world. We must eat and live. However, our purpose is not simply to make money. It is to serve the gospel more. Material things must also be used for the gospel. Time must also be used for the gospel. And our talents and bodies must also be used for the gospel. Preaching the gospel is the most precious investment in this world. If one soul hears the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and receives the removal of sin, that is more precious than any profit in the world. If the gospel is preached to a nation, and if one person comes to know and believe in God's righteousness, that toil is never in vain. A person who believes in God's righteousness desires to live for the gospel. He desires to preach the gospel. He desires to offer what God has given as a calyx for the gospel. This is not something done by force. It is the fruit of thanksgiving that naturally comes out of a heart that believes in God's righteousness. We must believe in God's righteousness and receive blessings. The Apostle Paul wanted the people of Israel to attain salvation. However, the reason they did not receive salvation is because they did not know God's righteousness and tried to establish their own righteousness. We must not go down that path. We must believe in God's righteousness. We must believe that Jesus took charge of my sins with the baptism he received from John. We must believe that he received the judgment of my sin on the cross. We must believe that he gave me new life through his resurrection. This faith saves us. This faith gives us peace. This faith establishes us as God's workers. And we must receive blessings within this faith. A blessing is not merely an increase in material things. A true blessing is knowing God's righteousness. It is receiving the removal of sin. It is obtaining peace in the heart. It is being used in the work of serving the gospel. It is living by faith until the day the Lord comes. A person who believes in God's righteousness is a person who has already received the greatest blessing. Let us abandon our own righteousness and believe in God's righteousness. Beloved saints, today's text speaks clearly to us. Even if you have a zeal for God, if you do not know God's righteousness, you cannot be saved. If you strive to establish your own righteousness, you cannot submit to God's righteousness. God's righteousness is the work of Jesus Christ saving us through the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Jesus took charge of all our sins with the baptism he received from John. He received the judgment of all our sins on the cross. He resurrected and gave us new life. Christ became the end of the law to achieve righteousness for everyone who believes. Therefore, we must abandon our own righteousness. We must not boast about what I have done, what I have offered, or what I have toiled for. We must only boast of God's righteousness. We must only boast of Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection. If you believe in God's righteousness, thanksgiving arises. If you believe in God's righteousness, your heart becomes simple. If you believe in God's righteousness, serving the gospel becomes a joy. If you believe in God's righteousness, you will preach the true gospel to your children as well. If you believe in God's righteousness, you can offer your life to preaching the gospel. I hope that all of us become saints who deeply know God's righteousness, believe it with our hearts, and receive blessings within this righteousness. And I hope we become blessed workers who preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the souls who are still trapped in their own righteousness, so that they too may believe in God's righteousness and receive salvation. Amen.